Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, rugby fans. Welcome to episode 153 of the DNVR Rugby Podcast. Back from Mexico, feeling good, feeling recharged, ready to put out a good show for everybody today. So we'll go ahead and start the show the same way we do every week. That's by jumping straight into the breakdown. The breakdown is brought to you by O'Neill's. O'Neill's is the official sportswear supplier to the biggest teams in world rugby, Infinity Park, and the American Raptors. Shop apparel now at O'Neill's.com. That's O-N-E-I-L-L-S.com. So, starting off talking about the American Raptors. The Raptors are back in town. They're reported for work on Monday. Got a big team this fall. I think they've got 45 guys on the roster. A few familiar faces in North American rugby landscape. And Ethan McVay played for the San Diego Legion in 2021. And Gil Groney's flanker Ronan Murphy. They also got a ton of new faces on the roster as well. Trained for a couple of weeks before heading up to Aspen for Ruggerfest. I think that's 2 weeks away from the time I'm recording this show. I'll be going up there with them, so it'll be fun to see how they do. I know last year the Raptors were playing in the final. They ended up losing a close one to the Gentlemen of Aspen. So looking to avenge that loss, hopefully take home the title this year. But I'll be up there all weekend. Should be a good weekend. Looking forward to it. One of my favorite tournaments. It's the best time of year. Love fall. Fall in Aspen can't be beat. So I'm excited. And of course, we'll keep you all posted on how all that all goes. So I know they're working on a few matches for the fall. I'll let you know about those as soon as they are locked in. The only other match that I'm aware of at this point is against St. Mary's later in the season. So keep your eyes peeled for all that information as well. Go ahead and move into the USA Rugby portion of the breakdown. Lots going on with USA Rugby right now. Women's 15s team picked up a solid 21-17 victory over Scotland last weekend. They take on England this Saturday as they continue to gear up for the Rugby World Cup in New Zealand, which is just a little over a month away. So it's exciting times for the women's team, looking for them to make a good push at the Rugby World Cup. Moving into the next part, men's sevens team was bounced to the men's fifth-place semifinal of the LA Sevens last weekend. Our old friend David Still had a breakout tournament. Former Colorado XO and American Raptors scored a couple of highlight reel tries. I'm sure you've been seeing it around the internet if you're into that. They will now head to Cape Town for Rugby World Cup Sevens next weekend. So David's a part of that as well. It'll be fun to check in on him. Hopefully he produces a couple more highlight reel tries. He has the skill and ability, as we all have seen. And it's cool to see people kind of realize how good he is at rugby and what kind of athlete he is. And he's a young guy, too, so he can do this for quite a while still. So it's exciting times for him, USA Sevens. Hopefully they have a good showing next weekend in Cape Town. The men's 15s have a busy few months as they make one final push to qualify for the 2023 Rugby World Cup. They'll be competing in something called the Toyota Challenge in South Africa, which will see the Eagles take on the Toyota Cheetahs on Friday, October 14th, and Airlink Pumas on Friday, October 21st. Looks like there's some money to be won maybe in these matches. I was trying to read the release. The money part didn't make a ton of sense to me. But it sounds like Gary Gold's excited to get back to South Africa and get the boys ready to go play in the repechage, which I'm not calling it that anymore. As the schedule for the final qualification tournament, which is a way better name than the repechage, has been released. I think yesterday or 2 days ago, the Eagles will take on Kenya on Sunday, November 6th, Hong Kong on Saturday, November 12th, and Portugal on Friday, November 18th. All of that is in Dubai. And I think that's all free to go to. So if you catch yourself in Dubai, you can pop in, watch some rugby. But obviously massive, massive, massive tournament for the Eagles. They need to win, obviously, to qualify for the Rugby World Cup. If they don't, be a big disappointment. So we're all pulling for them. Hopefully they can use this time over the next couple of months to get ready, and they go in and rip it up. So it'll be an interesting few months of rugby for the Eagles, obviously, on a lot of fronts. Seven circuit. Women's Rugby World Cup, the men competing in this final qualification tournament. We should not have a boring fall, that's for sure. Let's go ahead and move into all the rugby you can watch this weekend. All the rugby you can watch this weekend is brought to you by Wintergreen. Wintergreen loves rugby and wants to support USA Rugby's mission of uniting an inclusive, passionate rugby community to grow the sport of rugby in America. Wintergreen gels, creams, sprays, and soaks are made with wintergreen oil and other therapeutic natural oils that help to soothe and support sore muscles and joints to keep you at your best. Visit wintergreensport.com to purchase the products you need to help you prepare to win. So starting off, we got Bunning NPC and Farrah Palmer Cup. That's on Friday, and I think on Saturday as well. You can watch that on Flow Rugby. We've got the rugby championship continuing, New Zealand All Blacks versus Argentina on Saturday at 1:05 a.m. Big opportunity for Argentina to jump over New Zealand in the world rugby rankings. And Australia versus South Africa on Saturday at 3:35 a.m. You can catch that on Flow Rugby. We got top 14 starting this weekend. You catch all those matches on Saturday on Flow Rugby as well. And then the USA Women versus England Saturday at 8 a.m. You can catch that on the Rugby Network as they've been broadcasting the last two Women's Eagles matches, which is pretty cool for them. We'll go ahead and move into this segment about Rugby Town Sevens. It's brought to you by Guard Lab. Join the mouthguard revolution with American-made mouthguards that perform, protect, and recover. For more information, visit guardlab.com. So since I missed last week, I was in Mexico, I didn't have the chance to kind of break down the end of Rugby Town 7, so I thought this would be a good opportunity. I wrote something, you know, just about Rugby Town 7s, what I like about it, the 10th year, get into some of the I guess, lesser-known facts, some of the stuff I had to dig a little bit to get. But just wanted to do a little segment on Rugby Town 7, so hope you enjoy. Rugby Town 7's just completed its 10th tournament. If it was a marriage, it would be the 10 anniversary, T-I-N, like the medal. Creative, I know. I think the fact that it was the 10th anniversary really made me realize and appreciate how cool this event truly is. I think every time I've interviewed world rugby commentator Dallin Stanford on this show about Rugby Town 7's, he always talks about how much he loves the tournament. Aside from the World 7 circuit, it's the most competitive tournament around. It's well-organized, it's well-run, it's world-class. That's from Dallin Stanford. That's not from me. I don't have the opportunity to see the things Dallin does. I don't go on the World 7 series and commentate all these tournaments. So that's just me telling you what I hear. That's what Dallin says when you go out with him before the tournament. We make all those videos. That's what the players say. That's what these coaches say, these administrators say that do have the opportunity to play all over the world. And that's what Ramblin' Jester's founder and friend of the program, David Barry, says too. They all seem to agree with him. If you don't believe me, you can go back and listen to the episode I did with David Barry 2 years ago during the heart of COVID, or you could just listen to this little piece right now.
But the biggest thanks have to go to the city of Glendale. This is an extraordinary event. What Rob in the booth and Kieran and Linda, the mayor has contributed a little bit, is absolutely world class. The Jesters play all over the world and nothing touches this. Congratulations, Mike. This is world class.
Barry said that after his team won their second Rugby Town Sevens title in 6 attempts. The men in the kits that look like quilts have become staples at the Rugby Town Sevens. As the tournament's most recent champions, they've won the whole enchilada twice, have claimed third place twice, and second place once. The Jester's history at Rugby Town Sevens made me really think about the history of the tournament as a whole. I love that you have teams that you know are going to be there every year like the Jester's, but I also love how they incorporate different teams every year. I like how seriously teams take it. It's more fun when teams buy in, and it's apparent that every team that enters wants to win this tournament. Maybe $10,000 in 2022 doesn't mean as much as it did in 2012, but teams still lay it on the line to win the cash prize and the Rugby Town Sevens crown. It gets talked about a lot, but I love the military aspect to this tournament as well. The Armed Forces Final is the Super Bowl for the Armed Forces team, and it's great for them to have this opportunity to compete for something like this. Let's talk about a few of the highlights from this year's tournament. We already talked about how the Jesters have taken home their second title. In doing so, they've also become the third team to win multiple Rugby Town Sevens titles. They joined the USA Falcons and the Denver Sevens Selects as the other teams that have completed the feat. On the military side of things, the Army claimed their 8th Armed Forces title with a 27-7 victory over the Navy. If you remember, COVID complications didn't allow the Army Rugby Union team that took the U.S. Army's place in the 2021 version of the tournament to compete for the Armed Forces final since it wasn't technically an Armed Forces team. Army Rugby Union still went undefeated in pool play, but it was the Navy that defeated the Air Force to secure their first ever Armed Forces title in 2021. Marines won the Rugby Town Sevens' first ever Armed Forces title back in 2012. When it was all said and done, 353 total tries were scored by 157 different players. Guy Noah Lloyd of the BC Bears and Michael Adlard of the Ramblin' Jesters led all try scorers with 9 tries. Denver Sevens selects Aaron Martin, who has kind of turned into a Rugby Town Sevens legend, finished with 8 tries, not far behind the top 2 try scorers. The familiarity of the players is another thing I've come to love about the Rugby Town Sevens. You get guys like Aaron Martin, who you remember from Rugby Town Sevens past. You also have legends that are intermixed with some of the rugby's next biggest stars. I chatted very briefly with Taylor Howden, who was coaching the Tel Aviv Heat this year, and he said that he's been involved as either a player or a coach in all 10 of the Rugby Town Sevens. Of those 10 tournaments, I think he's been with 8 different teams. On the Army side of things again, Nate Conkey of the Army is another player who's been involved in all 10 tournaments. He's well into his 40s and he's still scoring tries. I was trying to explain what attending this tournament is like to some of the folks at DNVR, and I've described it more as like attending a music festival rather than a sporting event. You don't necessarily hang on every try or live and die with wins and losses because you're there to have a good time, and that's exactly what happens every year. There truly isn't anything like it. If you haven't made it out to one, I highly recommend that you do. You'll have your chance next year during the 3rd weekend of August, the same time and place that it's been every year for the last decade. All right, I hope everyone enjoyed the Rugby Town Sevens, and I hope you enjoyed that segment on Rugby Town Sevens as well. Just a tournament that I really like. It means a lot to me. I've helped out with quite a few now. It's been fun to see it grow and evolve. So I thought I'd just write a little something about it and hope you enjoyed it. Let's go ahead and move into what's next? Required Reading. Required Reading is brought to you by Gilbert Rugby. Gilbert is the official rugby equipment supplier of the American Raptors. Visit worldrugbyshop.com to grab all of your Gilbert Rugby gear. So the Required Reading this week is a whole book, so hopefully you're ready to read. This is Rugby by a friend of the program, Adam Hughes. Had Adam on, I think, in the spring, a few months ago. Well, his book is out. I already have my copy. Make sure you go grab yours. There's a nice long chapter on the American Raptors and Rugby Town USA, and a friend of the program, B.T. Shea, of course, Brendan, our guy. Good piece on his Rugby Rent Scholarships Initiative. A lot of cool stuff in this book. Adam did a good job tracking a lot of interesting people down, and you get the book cranked out, written. It's a nice long. I think it's almost 400 pages. And lots of, I like books like this where it's written in, you know, like pieces. Like you don't necessarily have to sit down and read it from start to finish. You can kind of pick and choose. You can find the pieces that are interesting to you. It's almost like a bunch of little vignettes. I would, of course, recommend reading the whole book, but you can break it down into more bite-sized pieces. Adam writes the book in a way that kind of focuses on regions of the country, which I thought was an interesting way to break it down. I'm going to have Adam on here pretty soon, and we'll get into all this stuff about how he did this and you know, what kind of went into all this stuff. I'm looking forward to that as well. Would highly recommend going out and supporting our friend Adam. Buy a book, hit him up. I think you can buy one. He'll still have, you know, he might be able to sign it for you or something. But support the people that support rugby. That's a good way to go about it. So check it out. Let me know what you think, and I will continue to work my way through it as well. Go ahead and move into the stat of the week now. Stat of the week is presented by Catapult. Catapult is committed to making performance technology available to athletes at all levels, whether it's the biggest teams and organizations in world sport or amateur rugby players. Catapult helps monitor performance like the pros. For more information, visit catapultsports.com. I already talked about this a little bit in that Rugby Town Sevens portion of the show, but I wanted to talk about it again. There were a whopping 353 tries scored in the 2022 Rugby Town Sevens by 157 different players over the course of the 3-day tournament. It was really, you know, lighting them up. I thought it was going to slow down a lot more than it did, especially after the first day, because that is the longest day. Second day is when you get out of pool play, so there's longer breaks, so there's not as many matches. And then Sunday, of course, finals day. There's really not as many matches, and there is longer breaks. But it didn't really slow down as much as I thought it would. The people kept scoring at will, which always makes for exciting sporting events. That's what people pay to come see. So it was a fun thing to see that they tracked it this year. Hopefully that's something they continue to do moving forward. And you can get yourself a little, you know, total tries scored in a decade. That would have been nice to see how many tries are scored over the 10 years. That would have been interesting. So just a little interesting Rugby Town stat. Thought I'd bring it up. Let's go ahead and close the show with the loop. First Bank is the official banking partner of Infinity Park. They believe in banking for good, doing their best to do right by their customers, communities, and employees. Banking for good, member FDIC. Please follow along on Twitter if you're interested in what's going on with DNVR Rugby, at DNVR_rugby and at Colton Strickler. Still working on some interesting stuff. Still working on that Sean Clark piece. Obviously got very busy with Rugby Town, and then I left town myself. So we'll get that done. I know Sean is one of the guys coming back to the Raptors this fall. So it might be altered a little bit with him here and can have access to some other people that have seen him grow. Not literally, but as a rugby player, he's already 6'8". I think he can't afford to grow anymore. I'm just kidding. But please follow along if you're not getting closer and closer to 1,000 followers every week. So it would be awesome to hit that before the end of the year. Other than that, that does it. That's a show. Thank you so much for listening. Hope you had a great week. Hope you have a great weekend. Enjoy all the matches this weekend. College football starting up. Enjoy that too. Go Rams. I'll catch you all back here next Friday.